Well, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I was just hanging out, Lord, this morning in 1 Thessalonians. Let me read to you beginning in, I'll just start at the beginning. Paul and Silvanus and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians who are in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for you, making mention of you in our prayers, constantly bearing in mind your work of faith and the labor of love and steadfastness of hope of our Lord Jesus Christ in the presence of our God and Father. Knowing, brethren, beloved of God, his choice of you, for our gospel did not come to you in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit, and with full conviction, just as you know what kind of men we proved to be among you, for your sake. You also became imitators of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much tribulation with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith toward God has gone forth, to the point that we don't need to say anything or add to what you said. That's some pretty cool stuff. The church in Thessalonica was in Macedonia. There were other churches in Macedonia. But even though this isn't a place Paul spent a lot of time at, it didn't have the kind of fame that, like the church in Philippi, the church in Ephesus, the church in Corinth. It was one of the most influential churches in the New Testament, because of their walk with the Lord collectively. He says things about them in several places, about their work of faith, their labor of love in the Lord, how they loved all the brothers and sisters in the Lord, all the brethren. But he says this, it's really interesting. He starts off by saying to them, he says, knowing brethren, verse 4, that they had this work of faith, this labor of love, and steadfastness of hope of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, knowing, brethren, beloved by God, his choice of you. The word here, when he says beloved of God, it's an interesting word. It's not really, it shouldn't be by God, it's really under God. Beloved, under God. And you know his choice of you, his choice of you. And it's like Paul is saying, you knew something about you and your experience in the Lord is that you knew that you were subdued under the love of God. And it's written in a way where it literally means there came a time in your life when God's love subdued you and has subdued you ever since. It just wrecked your life and you've never gotten over it, his choice of you. When did that happen? What brought that about? And this is what the next verse is about, so powerful. For our gospel, our good news, did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit with full conviction. The word there, full conviction, means be fully convinced. This is the important part of the ministry of the life of Christ. You know, when we talk about being in Christ and Christ living his life in and through us, we have a tendency to think first and foremost about character and holiness and purity. But the life of Christ being lived in us also involves power and supernatural signs and wonders. And Paul said, he subdued, this is what Paul says here, he says, they were subdued, the Thessalonians knew that they were God's choice. And they were subdued under the love of God because they didn't just come in words. They came in power. And the power of God that touched their lives convicted them, convinced them that God was real and God loved them. So that's the thing about signs and wonders. It's not about showing off or, oh, it's cool, or it makes the hair on the back of your head stand up. You see a miracle. I mean, that is cool. That's all cool. Anything that Jesus does in us, whether it's victory over the power of sin in our life or victory over the power of Satan in the life of someone else, it's really cool. It's awesome. But first and foremost, when people experience something beyond their reasoning that changes their life, it convinces them better than persuasive words and arguments how much God loves them, that he's chosen them, and he's chosen them to love on. That's the deal. That's the whole point of the miracles and signs and wonders and the power ministry of Christ, is so that people will know, because their life has been touched and changed in a way that they can't deny, that God has chosen to love them. And it's, they've been subdued by the love of God. Interesting thing it says about these people. It says in verse 6, he said, "And you became imitators of us and the Lord." In other words, your response or your life became looked just like our life has looked, and the Lord's life looked, in that, having received the word in much tribulation with the joy of the Holy Spirit, you became an example to all. He said, just like the Lord, even in much tribulation, rejoiced, there was joy in the Lord, and us, Paul's example, like when he was in jail at midnight worshiping with Silas, that in much tribulation there was the joy of the Holy Spirit. Not some worked up joy, but the supernatural joy of the Holy Spirit. He said, you've been the same way. And because of that, you've been an example to the whole region. For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place. Your faith toward God has gone forth, so that we don't even have need to add to anything because of your testimony. The testimony of a person or a people who encountered the power of God in signs and wonders. It convinced them, it subdued them, it wrecked them for the love of God. And these people, in much tribulation, manifested the joy of the Holy Spirit. And that's one of the great miracles that impacts the world, is that when they see Christians go through much tribulation, they manifest the joy of the Holy Spirit, not some phony, fake thing, but the real deal, that's supernatural, because they're a person whose lives have been subdued. Like Paul said, they're now being compelled and controlled by the love of Christ. Listen to what it says about these guys. When we do this series about God's miraculous plan of economy, this is one of the scriptures that we'll look at. For these people, these are the same people that Paul was referencing there. Well, if I can find it. Well, if I look in the right book, that'll help. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Now he's writing to the Corinthians, who had promised to give to help the Jewish believers in Jerusalem who were suffering a great deal because of famine and persecution. And the Corinthians had promised to give, but they didn't follow through. So he uses the Thessalonican church to kind of motivate them. "Now, brethren, we wish to make known to you the grace of God which has been given to the churches of Macedonia, that in a great ordeal of affliction, their abundance of joy and their deep poverty overflowed in the wealth of the liberality." What? "For I testify that according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord, begging us with much entreaty for the favor of participating in the support of the saints." That just sounds like a different breed of Christian that I'm around a lot of time. In much tribulation, there's just the joy of the Holy Spirit. In the midst of their deep poverty and the great ordeal of affliction, their abundance of joy, they knew abundance of joy, which caused them to overflow in giving out of their deep poverty. Joy's like that. It is supplant. People who are walking around complaining and feeling sorry for themselves had not abiding in Christ, they're not being controlled by the joy of the Holy Spirit. And therefore, they make decisions out of life that are self-centered, because they're hurting. They're in a bad place, and it's all about me. But this church at Thessalonica, that wasn't who they were. And I love it. I love what he said. This is why we don't pass plates here, because I'm thinking, I want to be like these people. I want to come to a place where we bury the plates out in the yard, and people walk in begging us to tell them where we buried the plates so they can give. They didn't have to be manipulated. For I testify according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord. They weren't manipulated. Nobody on television told them, made them promises. Begging us with much pleading for the favor of participating in the support of the saints. It's an encouraging thing sometimes if you find yourself feeling low. Just go back and read the two books of Thessalonians in this section, and you'll just see a different breed of Christian. Why? Because they were wrecked by the love of God, and they stayed wrecked. That's the language, that's the grammar. They just stayed wrecked. They lived their life under, subdued by the love of God, and it just changed them forever. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.